get Dangerous Danny Dunn in for the water boy on his 30th birthday, running the board, making sure Susan's getting her tunes.
Yeah, no, he's good. Dan is good. He's very considerate like that.
Don't forget the ever appeal of a 1984 Style Council, Ever Changing Moods. Talk about a banger, Polly. That's a banger. Susan Slusser of the San Francisco Chronicle. Sluss, we didn't talk last Friday because we were picking blue and gold confetti out of our teeth. So it's nice to have you back after a two-week hiatus. How are you?
Hey, Susan.
I am great. I was told I should give you guys some grief for that, but you know what? I totally get it. I would have just wanted to talk about the Warriors nonstop. In fact, if you had called me, I would not have talked about the Giants. I only would have talked about the Warriors.
Yeah.
So,
now, I'm always interested in the backstory. Who was the one who said to give us the needle?
Oh.
Oh, I can't. I don't reveal my source.
Nice, Susan. Yeah, you got to protect that.
There you go. There you go. How was Atlanta?
Steamy. It was steamy. Good games. Weird road trip, guys. Four losses all by one run. Three walk-offs. I don't know what to make of that. What do you make of that? The bullpen is a good bullpen. I think fans lose sight of that. It's still one of the best bullpens. These sort of things happen, but really, to me, you need to, you know, there were a few games you need to add on some more. Interesting that the one game they win in Atlanta is the one where they have to score 12 runs. So, yeah, I'm a little bit of a loss to figure out what that road trip meant. Did it mean anything? I don't know. What does mean anything at all?
Well, Susan, there you go. Like I told you, Adam Schefter, I read this book on the NFL, and this guy tried to do this sort of like New York Times, Atlantic style reporting on the NFL. He interviewed a bunch of different people, gave like a year in the life of the NFL. And he said to Adam Schefter, he said, all your reporting is just fleeting notes. And Adam Schefter said to him, everything is fleeting.
True.
Like, wow. Wow.
I don't know whether if that makes me feel better or worse. But, yeah.
So anyway, believe it or not, and we're the morning show. We're supposed to be hot take central here. Ha ha. Is that I actually am not freaking out about the Giants, believe it or not. I'm really interested, though, in this Gabe quote that I felt like you guys got out of him that is maybe the most macro. He's such a micro guy. And he actually said practices and processes yesterday. But he went big picture and said, I feel like we can play good baseball with any of these teams. And this is the interesting part for me, Susan. I feel like we're a good baseball team that hasn't quite come together yet. I feel like we're in a fine spot, not great, fine.
It's fine, Susan.
It was interesting. Yeah. He doesn't usually go big picture like that, but that's pretty accurate, I think.
Fine.
Yeah. And who would disagree with that, really? You know, they clearly have some issues. Some of it has been health related. Some of it has been, I hate to say it, a little bit age-related. You know, they do have probably the oldest lineup, but certainly at times over the season, it's been the oldest lineup. All the injuries in the starting pitching. It has been tough for them to get on any sort of roll. They've been inconsistent in kind of every area, and usually it's been at the wrong time for each area. You know, if they're hitting, they're not pitching, and really the one consistent thing has been the defense has been so much worse than it was last year, and you just can't do that. So what they need to do is stick in a wild card spot. They've done a pretty good job of that. And they could have used a better series in Atlanta, but again, they were in all of those games. It kind of felt like every time they've played a really good team this year, Dodgers, Brewers, Mets, Braves, they've been really good series. And you think this would be a great playoff series. The Giants are right there with those teams. You know, it does seem like they are one big hit away, one big pitch away from winning a lot of those games with a good team. So they really have to do what they did last year, which was beat up on the bad teams. I mean, they were extraordinary at doing that last year. So far this year, they've been doing it to some extent, but not to that extent. That's what they have to do to stick in a wild card spot, guys. And then I think they do have a fighting chance in a playoff series.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
No, your point about the bad teams is right on point, because look who's in town. The Reds, and the last time they saw them, they lost a series to the Reds.
That's right.
Reds have the worst record in the National League and the second worst record in baseball behind your old squad, Susan. The green and gold have the worst record in baseball, but the A's, the Reds have the second worst record in baseball. So this is the time. This is exactly what you're talking about. And then the Tigers, they only have two with them, but that's another team coming in. So, and the White Sox, who, you know, we all thought were going to be really, really good this year, they're two games under 500. I feel like they could explode at any time. But so this homestand would be what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a, you know, I'm not going to say one homestand is make or break, you know, in June, late June. But these are the sort of homestands the Giants need to assert themselves. They're getting close to full health. You know, most of the rotation is back. It's a shame about Junis, but he wasn't a part of the projected rotation. He was just their best starter at the time he went down. But they're about to get Wade back. Hopefully the Luis Gonzalez thing does not keep him out too long. But I suspect even as well as he was playing, he was probably going to get optioned out simply because he was the one that's most flexible. And Lamont Wade deserves to be back there. An injury should not knock him out after what he did last year. So they are sort of starting to come together. They've had some real bright spots. Austin wins, obviously Luis Gonzalez. So they do. They need to really get it together against especially bad teams. And the Reds, this is going to be an interesting series, you guys.
I know. Want to get into the gossip part here?
Yeah.
Well, it's part of it. Yeah, no, it is. It's part of it.
We talked about it. I heard FP last night on KNBR saying, listen, he came from a different era. He said in his era, there's no question there would be frontier justice in the ribs. And then if you want some more, let's go. Mike Kruko came on and said, yes, that's how we played, but he said those days are over.
That was baseball for a long time, actually.
Now, I say those days are over, but some teams still do that. You do see some teams mixing it up. Seems like I don't think Gabe's Giants are that team, though, Susan.
I don't think Gabe is. And I certainly don't think here the pitching or the coaching staff would at any point say, like, hey, let's send this guy a message. That is not going to happen. I do think there are pitchers on the Giants staff who might just go like, screw it, I'm going to take matters into my own hands here. Like, this guy's going down. He might see at least some pretty interesting pitches inside. I can't guarantee that. And, you know, hey, maybe even the coaching staff goes so far as to say, absolutely not. Do not even think about this. We've got more important things. And I do think that's uppermost for the Giants. They've got more important things than freaking Tommy Pham. This whole thing is just
you know what I mean?
Idiotic.
It's crazy,
idiotic.
Susan. Yeah, yeah.
I love this.
You don't want anybody to get suspended over a dummy like Tommy Pham.
Nice.
I'm sorry, but that's just, the behavior is just absolutely absurd.
I agree.
And he keeps stirring it up. He slaps Jock Peterson over fantasy football, which, okay, who does that? Are you an adult? And then he keeps stirring it up. Oh, I'm getting all these texts from people saying how much they don't like Jock. What is that? Like, every teammate you talk to who's ever known Jock Peterson loves him. You cannot even imagine what the Braves were saying this past week about Jock. They to a man, they absolutely adore him.
Yeah.
Ron Washington is, as you know, Murph, probably the most honest person, not even in sports, just in the world.
Nice.
He absolutely, I can't tell you how much he loves Jock Peterson. He absolutely loves him. And when I first asked him, he was like, oh, wait, I got stuff to tell you. And I didn't know which way he was going to go, because sometimes he will just vent about somebody he doesn't like. And it was rave, 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 rave. So, Tommy Pham, I don't know what the heck you're talking about, but I got to say, I don't believe it.
I loved your story on Jock from Atlanta, because knowing Wash the way you know Wash, and you know him even better because you've been there many, many years, but his quotes on Jock were fantastic. Jocko, he called him.
Nice.
Jocko is awesome. And he called him the sharpest. He said, sometimes you think he's out there, he's a space cadet, but he's actually the sharpest tool in the shed. That was an interesting observation.
Baseball savant.
Yeah, and it's true. I mean, I think I think everybody's kind of getting to know Jock a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
You do. You walk up and you think like, you know, hey, he's seems a little spacey, but all his observations are spot on. And look, all you have to know is, look how he reacted to Tommy Pham doing something utterly ridiculous and totally out of line. How many people would have had the self control to back off and say, not worth it?
That's a good call. That's a good point, actually. A lot of guys would have snapped right then. I mean, that guy, like my crew coach said.
That's a leader. That's a leader right there.
Setting an example.
Yeah. Adult in the room. And those are rare. Those are rare, the adult in the room in pro sports.
Paul, Susan, you walk into this room right here, you're not finding any adults.
Oh, no. We don't have that kind of discipline.
Polly,
nope.
didn't even need to say it. We know.
Damn it. See, Susan just says, like, she's like,
understood.
She's
it's just understood.
She's
established.
Like, you're such not an adult that you didn't even realize we all know that.
It's already been established. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, that's the deal this weekend. And I was looking at the starting pitchers just in case any one of them does want to go rogue and protect his teammate. It's Alex Cobb tonight, who I don't have a good enough read on his persona. Logan Webb Saturday, comes from the Raider family tree now. And then Dee Sclafani on Sunday, Jersey guy.
He's a little nasty now with that Jersey attitude.
So just putting it out there,
Susan.
He
looks like he's all business.
Those are your starters, yes.
Yeah. I did not ask anybody, like, what are you going to do? I mean, nobody's getting put on the spot here. But, you know, if a pitch gets away from somebody, who's to say?
Who's to say? All right. Well, welcome home. Do you feel the Mike Kruko vibe, Susan, that he says, man, after he became a Giant, he fully embraced and loved going on an East Coast road trip.
Oh, God.
Atlanta, whatever, Washington, D.C.
Miami, all that.
Getting off the plane at SFO and letting that air hit your lungs, huh?
It's the best.
First thing I did when I woke up was I looked at the forecast for the next few days.
Yeah.
I'm off the next 2 days. I'm going to go to all the Pride stuff. So I was like, oh, God, it's going to be boiling. And I looked and it said 68. And I could not have been happier. This is a lovely, perfect baseball weather.
Amen.
Big weekend in the Bay Area in general. Fantastic.
Amen.
Love it.
Welcome home, kid. Thank you, Susan.
Thanks, Susan.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
There she is. Susan Slusher. She got the weekend off.
Yeah, man.
I'll miss reading her, but Johnny Shea, pretty able backup there.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.